Welcome to The Astrology Show with your host, Kelly Fox. Each week, Kelly will give you access to the current transits that are a valuable tool which provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has through our sun sign. Understanding the current planetary influences each week can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. Sometimes, events in your life may seem completely random, but there is a pattern to the order of these events, one set in motion in part by you and in part by the planets and stars in the sky and their influence on your life here on Earth. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, if you're going to get that promotion, move to a new city, or fall in love, tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance. It can help you anticipate problems before they occur, give you tools to cope with changes, and help you look forward to the wonderful days ahead. Kelly Fox is a professional astrologer and internet pioneer who launched astrology.com, one of the first and most successful astrology websites. Today, her passion lies with her new site, theastrologer.com, where she brings a modern-day approach to an ancient wisdom. Please join Kelly each week to learn more about how the planets can align for you.
Hi there, and welcome to The Astrology Show. I am your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, and I'm going to be talking about not just the planets this week, but the planets this month. I felt it was really important to do another review of January because there is so much going on, and it happened the very start of the year, even December 31st, when warrior planet Mars moved into Aries, and then the Sun came together with ambitious Saturn. So that was a great way to start the year off, particularly if you have some long-term New Year's resolutions. That would have been a great way to apply. Oh, and it's never too late, of course. So a lot of us, and I've heard this in my readings lately, 2018 was such a tough year for so many people. And then when 2019 came around, things are changing so rapidly for the long term. These changes that are going on for so many people are not just, quick little things. They're definitely long-term things. And, of course, 2019 started off with a very intense solar eclipse in Capricorn, and that was January 5th. And I'm going to talk more about that. I know I spoke about that last week, but I'm going to continue talking about it because there is just so much to say about it, especially if you are an earth sign or you have any planets in earth signs, and that's Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn. This could mean new financial beginnings is one way to look at this solar eclipse. But as I always harp on, if you you listen in, you tune in every week, and if you don't, go to the Om Times archive, have a listen to the previous shows. I'm always talking about, with the new moon every month, which is the start of the new lunar cycle, it's also very much about new beginnings. But before you can have a new beginning, you need to have an ending or a completion, wrapping things up and so forth. So it's sort of like 2018 was a time to, a lot of us went through so many intense experiences. And so 2019 has rolled around, and it's now a time for, the transformation or embracing change or new beginnings. So we also have actually right at this time we're in the middle of two eclipses. And so what we're looking at is the second eclipse on January 20th, which is a lunar eclipse. And that is in the very first degree of Leo. And so Leo can be very fixed and stubborn, and it's about having the spotlight, shining the spotlight. So the influence of this second eclipse for January is about finding compromise with others and not being too set in our ways. So I'm going to be talking about this second lunar eclipse. And again, next week's show, I'm still going to be talking about it, because eclipses are basically huge marks for astrologers, meaning, There's a lot of intensity around eclipses. Any readings I give or do around an eclipse, so all the readings I've been doing this month, I'm looking straight at the eclipses and seeing how they are affecting all the people I've been reading for. So, and I was going to say, if you don't know where your planets are besides your sun sign, go to my website, get a free chart wheel, theastrologer.com/chartwheel, where you can follow along every week. And when I talk about how the planets are affecting everybody on a weekly basis, typically, and then at the beginning of the month, it's always the month ahead. And then when the sun changes signs, it's always the show dedicated to the sign that the sun is moving into. So this week, let me look at my calendar here. Oh, yes. This week we have, there might be some confusion or people having high ideals or really not being bothered with detail when we all should. And we can blame the confusing Jupiter-Neptune square. So this is part of the cycle. It's going to happen again throughout the year. But it's sort of like we might think of it like a spiritual breakdown of some sorts. And that's especially if you're a mutable sign or you have any planets in mutable signs, then that's Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius and Pisces. It's like looking at something from a different point of view or asking for faith and guidance when something is not clear. So it's definitely not a grounding influence. And as I said, it's not a good time to focus on details or a good time to make any sort of financial decisions this week or the past few days or doing anything in excess. So take care of excess. And that applies to anything, but particularly drugs and alcohol, because Jupiter and Neptune together, both drugs and alcohol can fall under the realms of these two planets. So be very, very careful with doing anything in excess this week. Now I'm going to take a step back and start at the very beginning. And so the very beginning of 2019 or just before that, we had warrior planet Mars, action planet Mars, moved into one of its favorite signs of Aries. And that was on December 31st, and it will be in Aries until February 14th. So many of us, especially if you're a fire sign or you have any planets in fire signs, and that's Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius, you might find yourself being very much on the go, very busy, juggling a lot of things, rushing into things. We're very fearless with this energy of Mars in Aries. It's sort of like, what's that saying? I can't think of it. It's something about angels and rushing in. I can't get the words together at the moment. It's sort of like rushing in where no one else really wants to go. So it's like we might be very impatient with this energy. Now, this is a good energy for getting stuff done, and it's a great energy for new beginnings. And that was coupled up the first week of January with the solar eclipse, which is, of course, a supercharged new moon. So great time for new beginnings, turning over a new leaf, setting long-term intentions, long-term goals, long-term planning. That was really the flavor of the first week of January, of course, which sets the tone for the whole year. So 2019 really got off to a great start. If you needed to get a lot of stuff done, or you know, all of us, you know, it's always good to have long-term plans. You know, there's a lot of adrenaline with this energy of Mars in Aries. So it's like just take care, because we're still in this influence, under the influence of Mars in Aries. So the aspects that Mars in Aries will make, even though this is a good energy in itself for getting stuff done and being fearless and groundbreaking, Mars will make some challenging aspects to the other planets while it is in Aries. So on January 21st, and these are just like little red flag days. And the other thing I should mention is I've been working really, really hard throughout 2018, working on a forecast calendar. Because what I find is, you know, when I do this show, I'm looking at my calendar, I'm making, referring to my calendar all the time that gives me the astrological aspects. And so the calendar I've been working on is not just providing these aspects. So January 21st, you'll find Mars square Saturn, and what does that mean? But then I've also put every individual's transits or influences on this forecast calendar that I've been working on, and I launched it. So that's all happening. People are really liking it. So I urge you to take a look at my forecast calendar. There's a free version of it with these aspects that I talk about on each week's show. So that's my forecast calendar. And you can find that on theastrologer.com. So back to Mars, warrior action planet Mars. It's a really good energy typically, and it's a great way to kick off a new year and a new cycle. But it is a trickster, or maybe not so much a trickster, but it will create, let's just say, impatience and tempers along the way until Mars moves into Taurus on February 14th. So on January 21st, we have Mars forming a challenging square to Saturn. So just take care at this time because it's the day after the lunar eclipse. Oh, that lunar eclipse on the 20th is a super moon as well. So that means that the moon will look a whole lot bigger than what it normally does with each month's full moons. So January 21st is the first aspect that Mars will make while it's in Aries, and it happens, I should take that back. On the 18th, which I will talk about later on, Venus forms a trine to Mars, but I'm just talking about now the aspects Mars makes to the outer planets. So Mars will be forming this challenging square on January 21st. So again, if you're a cardinal sign, and that is Aries, Cancer, Libra, Capricorn, this influence can be quite frustrating for you. So it's like wanting to get new things started or off the ground, but there could be some blocks or challenges from authority figures or any type of red tape or bureaucracy. So it's a highly frustrating period when we might feel blocked and inhibited. And so our energy and drive are diminished with this influence of Mars square Saturn. So we're not feeling our usual peppy selves. So it's sort of like we're being obstructed at every turn whenever we try and get something off the ground or something launched or anything to do with a new beginning. But the thing is, you know, the other thing is the warning here is don't dive into anything without some forethought. Because that's what the square to Saturn is doing. Saturn makes us think through something. So what we have there is sort of like this frustration that might be building up with Mars square Saturn, you know, anger welling up inside, frustration. So what happens with this is that there could be some bitter energy. And maybe even cynicism as well, when we're sort of repressed, we want to get moving, but something's sort of holding us back. Be very careful with this influence, with authority figures of any type, and not sort of bucking the system. So it's important as well not to hang on to ideals and values that are no longer working. But the good news is on the 25th, Mars will be forming a really, really nice trine to optimistic and expansive Jupiter. So this is a really, really great aspect influence when we're feeling there's a lot of abundant physical energy. So if you're a fire sign, this is fantastic news for you. Mars in Aries forming a really nice trine to Jupiter in Sagittarius. So if you're an Aries, Leo or Sagittarius, have any planets in those fire signs, this is good news for you. If you're looking to start a diet or fitness program, this would be the time to do it when Mars trines Jupiter. Because in astrology, anything that has a start or a beginning, that sort of that sets the tone for the rest of whatever it is that you may be doing. So in other words, you know, if you're looking to start a new physical fitness program, do it on January 25th or around that time. So there's a lot of abundant physical energy, and it's sort of like we're raring to go, you know, we're full of this uplifting spirit, and it's like jumping out of bed, getting so many things done, you know, juggling a lot of things, but in a really good way, instead of just trying to multitask and like everything's sort of falling flat. So there's a lot of enthusiasm with this energy of Mars trine Jupiter, and it's good for seeing the big picture and the small stuff sort of, and how everything fits together. So it's a great, actually, this is a really great career or professional aspect, because, you know, we're feeling optimistic. We want to get stuff going. Success is always associated with Jupiter, especially when it comes together in a positive aspect to Mars. So people say that Jupiter is a planet of luck and good fortune. This is definitely like a fortuitous time for many people with any sort of fire influence in their chart. It's also a very passionate time, not just you know, in the sexual sense, but whatever we're passionate about, this is a good time to sort of really focus on that and launch into anything that, you know, really excites us, because that's sort of in the domain of Mars. And then on February 1st, it's very up and down with this Mars energy, Mars in Aries. February 1st, we've got Mars now forming a challenging square to Pluto. Now, this is a really, really intense, intense influence. And this is not the first challenging influence that Mars has. February, I'll get to that in a moment, but Mars will be forming a challenging aspect to Uranus in February as well. So on that note, stay tuned while we take a quick break.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times.
Om Times magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, this is New Age Grammy winner Paul Avgerinos. Thanks for listening to Om Times Radio, and please support my peaceful healing music with a purchase at iTunes, Amazon, or wherever you shop for fine music. Just put my name into the search engine, Paul Avgerinos. A, V like Victor, G like George, E-R-I-N-O-S. You can also visit me at roundskymusic.com. Thanks for listening, and I'm wishing you the brightest of blessings.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hi there, welcome back to the Astrology Show. I am your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, talking about all the planetary energies of January. There is just so much going on this month. So it's not just about this week, it's about everything that's going on. And in particular, we're right in the middle of two eclipses. So that's intense in itself. And then there's all this other energy happening, which I'm going to be covering. And I'm still talking about Mars in Aries because there's just so much to say. It's not just Mars moved into Aries December 31st, where it will be until February 14th. It's all the things that it's doing while it's in Mars. So just before the break, I only got up to February, which I will cover because there really is there's more to say beyond January when it comes to Mars in Aries. Now, if you're a fire sign, Aries, Leo, Sagittarius, Mars in Aries will be affecting you more so. And so, as I said before the break, January 25th, it's forming a really nice trine to Jupiter. So that's very much auspicious energy. But these other aspects, not so much. February 1st, warrior planet Mars in Aries will form a challenging square to Pluto. Now, Pluto is, let's just say, planet of change and transformation, which makes it sound sort of light and fluffy, but really Pluto is the planet of forced change, I think is probably the best way to think about it. Now, this can be a real doozy of a transit. So there's a lot of, with Mars forming this square to Pluto, there's a lot of unconscious power and power plays and rage issues that are brought to the surface. So think of it like a big boiling pot of water waiting to burst. Although Mars in Aries is not water, it's very much about fire, but Pluto in itself is connected to Scorpio, which is a water sign. So, you know, we're with this influence of Mars squaring Pluto on February 1st, it's very much about, you know, dealing with issues of rage is probably the best way to say it. And emotions that have been buried beneath the surface come out and, you know, we're lashing out at others or people are trying to control us. And this is about force. Now, this aspect is one of the toughest that we have. I mean, there's others, but this is definitely right up there with a very hard energy to manage. So this is about force. It's about things that were concealed coming to the surface, hidden aggression, and unconscious ego drives. Can really produce some very bad behavior or manipulation or just outright power grabs at this time. So, you know, we had this great energy starting off with January, and then when it comes to February, it's sort of like things start to change and shift. So, you know, there's definitely authority issues again, which I just mentioned before, January 21st, when Mars squares Saturn. It's definitely about authority issues, and then again February 1st, and it will continue through mid-February, I should say. We get a reprieve because February 7th, we've got a communication mind planet Mercury forming a very nice sextile to Mars, so we can have good conversation where we understand each other. So it's an excellent time for communication and again, getting stuff done on a mental level. So, you know, there's a lot of, when I think of Mars, Mercury and Mars coming together in a positive way, it's very much about like quick-witted repartee, delightful conversations, you know, busy minds. This is a really good energy for sort of like puzzles and games and, you know, connecting with others, friendly competition, that sort of thing. It gives us a sense of accomplishment. And so, you know, it's definitely a reprieve from the other things that Mars is doing. And in particular, February 12th, Mars in Aries will form a conjunction to unpredictable Uranus in Aries. Now, I'm just looking here to see, is that the last degree? It looks like it's the last degree of Aries, the very last degree of Aries. Now, anytime a planet is in its final degree of any sign, it's like wrapping things up, or things need to be completed or finished, nothing open-ended. And it's a final sort of like, I'm just trying to think of a polite way of saying it, and nothing really comes to mind. It's sort of like an FU. I know that sounds crass, but it's like I can't think of anything else, any other way to explain Mars conjuncting Uranus in the final degree of Aries. And then in March, Uranus moves into Taurus. So we've got Mars conjunct Uranus in the final degree of Aries. And so this is where all this volatility we're going to be starting to feel after the lunar eclipse of next week, when Mars comes up together with Saturn, and then Pluto on February 1st, and then it's together with Uranus February 12th in the final degree of Aries. Now, this is an extremely volatile energy. It's highly unpredictable, and anything goes. Now, if you think of the keywords here, you know, Mars in Aries with Uranus in Aries at the last degree of Aries is very much about feeling very impatient and willful. And it's like people will stop at nothing to prove their point. Will say anything to anyone, and the more shocking, the better. It's a very dangerous influence. And so, and it usually is very abrupt. It's very restless. It's wild energy. A good way to offset this energy is any sort of athletic pursuit. Of course, anything in the political arena, of course. So it's best that we have some sort of directed physical outlet, hit the gym, hit the trail, whatever that is. And that doesn't even sound like that would be enough, but it's sort of like, be prepared for the temper tantrums that will come, the first half of February, starting late January. So we can expect, you know, outrageous and unexpected behaviour, or just plain unreliability. So just be careful, you know, silly risks can lead to sudden accidents. But, you know, the one thing is definite with Mars, you know, hitting these outer planets in a really challenging way is, you know, everybody wants to be themselves. We want to be unique, individual, and free. That would be a really big keyword, or, you know, we're looking for freedom. So if this energy, if you have any planets at the last degree of any sign, this will be affecting you. So take note of that. So again, if you don't know where your planets are, go to my website, get a free chart wheel, theastrologer.com/chartwheel. Okay, enough of Mars. Enough of Mars. I'm going to take a step back to January 1st. And I mentioned in the beginning that the year started off with Sun conjunct Saturn. So it's a very serious and sober influence. It's about self-discipline, ambition, hard work. But really, it's thinking things through to the long term, having long-term goals. So this is very much about being methodical and practical and efficient. Although, how does that go together with this Mars energy on the side? You know, like there's a bit of a dichotomy here between these energies. So it's really, it's up to us on how we can sort of manage these sometimes contradictory energies to sort of make everything work for us. It's a very good, Sun conjunct Saturn is a very, very good aspect for business and professional life and any sort of promotion, especially if you are an Earth sign or have planets in Earth signs, Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn. It's a good time for business plans or any, like formulating any type of plan, you know, and achieving your goals step by step. So things that are long lasting. So this is how we started off 2019. So this is the flavor for the year. January 1st, you know, is the indicator of what we can expect. If you've been putting in the hard work for a very long time, the results will start to come about. So, you know, there's some serious consideration will lead to profound realization. It's like a very grounding and stable and realistic and practical energy. It's like putting one foot in front of the other and the rewards will come. And then I mentioned, you know, again, that first week of January, it just started off with fireworks, which I'm thinking Mars in Aries, but Sun conjunct Saturn is not necessarily fireworks. It's not out on display. It's like, you know, working diligently in the background. But the solar eclipse, January 5th, you know, which of course is a new moon, a supercharged new moon, was a very big energy as well. It occurred in Capricorn, again for the earth signs, Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn, new beginnings, big changes coming. And so what this Capricorn solar eclipse was doing, especially at the very beginning of the year, January 5th, it helps us it's sort of like prioritizes our priorities. It's like it's helping us evaluate our priorities in our life. So it's like, you know, what have you been contributing to the world and where is your path? What is your destiny? You know, is what you're doing really who you are and what you want to do and where you want to be? It's like, and particularly with a focus on work and career and status, it's very much about, you know, is the job you're in making you happy? Is this what you want to do for the rest of your life? That's really the big question with this solar eclipse influence. So it's like it's important at this time to give consideration to your work and your working environment and, you know, work on improving what's not working for you. Notice I keep saying work, 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 because that's Capricorn. You know, Capricorn is the CEO of the Zodiac, so it's all about professional life, working life. So it's like make your professional life work for you. Now is the time for change. Now is the time to make new changes. And people typically do at the start of a new year, the turn of a new year, making New Year's resolutions. And so 2019, for some reason, with these aspects, seems to be more so, more of a priority to do that. Know where you want to be in 1 year, 2, 5, 10, 20, whatever it is. So this solar eclipse in Capricorn, very much so. Now, if you are the other cardinal signs, and they are Aries, Cancer, and Libra, it might not be so clear cut. You know, like new beginnings, new challenges might come with some friction or tension or issues. So it's like we can't just close one door and walk through another. You know, there's stuff that we need to deal with in the meantime. And then on January 6th, we had unpredictable Uranus finally turned direct in Aries. It's been retrograde since August 2018. Now, what this means is that typically when an outer planet changes direction, like it turns retrograde or it turns direct, doesn't really have an impact unless the stationary point or the exact point or degree when it turns stationary or retrograde is right on one of your natal planets, then that's definitely big news. So it's like Uranus turned direct in Aries, and it was at 28 degrees. So again, you know, towards the very final degree of Aries. So if you were born late in any of the cardinal signs, and that's Aries, Cancer, Libra, Capricorn, or if you have any planets in those later cardinal degrees, then this is all about making changes and being in a place or being in places that you never sort of would have envisioned yourself to be. But typically with the outer planets, you know, they affect us on a global scale unless they're moving across one of our personal or natal planets. That's when we need to take these influences personally. But really, if these outer planets are not not hitting any of your natal planets, then you can take a step back and look at how this planetary influence is affecting all of us on a global scale. Now, with Uranus, especially Uranus, you know, changing direction, and then in March 6th, it's going to be changing sign. This influence is about our rebellious nature. It's like wanting to do things differently, breaking free from the traditional things, you know, and seeking freedom. It's about also about impatience. And when it comes together with Mars in Aries, February 12th, it's a very impatient energy. So many of us will be making impulsive decisions, or being affected by people, other people who do. And of course, you know, the need for freedom is paramount with this energy of Uranus in the final degrees of Aries. And then it will move into Taurus March 6th. Now, Uranus will not be back in Aries for another 84 years. So that's a really long time. That is the Uranus cycle. So most of us will not be seeing this influence again in our lifetime. So it's about being very open and free and trying things in a very different way to what they, to what has been done before. But then you've got the Sun conjunct Saturn. So it's sort of like, again, combining these very, very different energies. So the other influences that are going on here, let me just take a look here. Yes. So we've got, let me see my calendar. Something's good. Good is coming. Oh no, maybe I'll save that for next week. I was thinking something in my head here, and I was looking down. Next Tuesday, we've got love planet Venus coming together with Jupiter. Now, this is a fantastic influence, but I will save it for next week's show. So you'll have to tune in next week for that. Right now, we're going to take a short break, so stay tuned.
Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Hi, this is recording artist and composer Yuval Ron, inviting you to a voyage through the chakras, a new double album of guided meditations to transform your life, a sublime musical medicine for nourishing inner peace and reaching to your higher virtues. Get it now at metamindfulnessmusic.com, M-E-T-T-A, mindfulnessmusic.com.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presence, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Hi there, welcome back to the Astrology Show. I am your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, talking about the planets this week and this month. And we have an action-packed month. We are in between two eclipses. We're right in the middle of the solar eclipse that happened January 5th, and we're looking at the lunar eclipse for January 20th. Now, before I get to this week, because I've been talking so much about, you know, this first half of January, there is an aspect worth mentioning that we did have on Friday, and that's the Sun conjunct Pluto. Now, the Sun is the core of who we are, and Pluto is a planet of change and transformation. So if you get the theme here with all these aspects going on, there's a lot of change and transformation, but it doesn't come easily for many of us. So on Friday, we had Sun conjunct Pluto, which is a very, very intense energy. It's a very brief energy, brief period of time. It lasts not as long as Mars conjunct Pluto, which is happening on February 1st. But now on Friday, we've got Sun conjunct Pluto, which we're still under the influence of, because typically with astrology, it doesn't just happen bang right in the minute. You know, there's a build up and then there's a wind down. So it's the waxing and the waning of an aspect. So with the Sun forming a conjunction to Pluto or coming together with Pluto in Capricorn, it's all about, again, complex power issues. And this is about secrets or information coming to the surface. We're very passionate with this energy. And a lot of us will have laser-like intuition or perception. So make sure that we always take the high road here. So be careful not to be too stubborn or dogmatic, being too critical, seeing what everyone else is doing wrong. So this is a good time to sort of turn over a new leaf or do something differently or start something new. There's a lot of unconscious energy with the Sun conjuncting Pluto that we're still under the influence of. So it's like, you know, we're not afraid of getting dirty and, you know, getting down to the nitty-gritties with this influence. The same with these other influences going on at this time. So, but just be careful people being manipulative or domineering or operating covertly. And there's a lot of, though, on the flip side, very sexy and charismatic energy. It's also a very obsessive energy as well. So now I'm up to this week. It took that long to get to this week, and I'd only just started, you know, from a couple of weeks ago. So on Sunday, we had Mercury conjunct, let me just double check that. Yes, Mercury conjunct Saturn. So during this time, it's like our minds need to be very disciplined, limited, but very disciplined. It's like we're thinking slowly and methodically and thoroughly. So it's like, and don't overthink things at this time. And it's like this is a good energy for any sort of shrewd business sense that might be needed. And it's very good for sort of business plans and, again, our professional life, which is a lot of energy at this time, not just because we're in Capricorn season, but because there's a lot of other aspects here that we're very serious-minded. Also, on Sunday, we had Jupiter square Neptune. Now, this is a rare transit, and it does increase our spiritual angst. So it's sort of like we're contemplating deep issues, but we're sort of confused about what's really going on. And I think before I mentioned spiritual warfare or welfare will be important at this time. And be careful of spiritual warfare with this instance. So we've got, it's all about the non-physical world. We've got increased consciousness, but we don't know where it's coming from. It's sort of like this, I think confusion really is the best word for this. But luckily with the Mercury-Saturn conjunction, it does level things out a bit. So it's like, you know, remember, I guess with some people with this Jupiter forming a square to Neptune, denial is bliss, but only for a while. And do not, or if you can, avoid making important financial decisions or beware of opportunities that seem too good to be true. And all that glitters is not gold. This is not a time for risk-taking. So just be very careful with that. This is a good use of any sort of creative endeavour. And then today looks here, let me see. Yes, Mercury sextile Neptune, another spiritual energy, creative energy. When, you know, our intuition is very, it's running on high. So it's like it's important to feed our soul with this energy. So it's like detail might not be such a good thing to focus on this week with all these energies going on. It's very good for brainstorming. It might be hard to be like fully present, but you know, people are more suggestive, or I should say suggestible, sensitive and dreamy. There could be some miscommunications with this energy, so be very clear with things that need to be said. So again, it's good for creativity, imagination, spirituality, intuition. It's very subtle energy. Now, the good thing is, and I'm very happy to say, with this energy, on Friday, we have love planet Venus forming a very nice trine to passion planet Mars. So this is great for socializing. Make sure you've got weekend plans with others. It's a very short influence, a short transit, so make the most of it. And so it's a time to love and be loved. Now, sexual energy runs strong, but so does the need for any sort of simple physical affection and emotional connection with this. So it's like, you know, we're confident and charming, and it's a good time for schmoozing and networking and reaching out to other people, and we're feeling diplomatic, and it's a really, really good friendship energy. So be sure to make plans for this weekend. Also on Friday, we have Mercury conjunct Pluto. So there's a lot of this Mercury, Mars, Pluto energy coming up at this time. Razor sharp mind. So it's like our perceptions are high. Our attention to detail is through the roof. It's a great time to research or investigate. You know, we'll have laser-like focus. And this is especially if you have any planets in cardinal signs. Well, actually, I should say earth signs, really. So that's Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn. Cardinal signs, yes, but it might come with some challenges to be overcome first. So, you know, with Mercury conjunct Pluto, we can express ourselves with clarity. We're on point. We're focused. Our opinions can run strong. We might be passionate about expressing them. We can persuade others. Just be careful about not being too preachy with this influence, or if someone disagrees with us or challenges our ideas, you know, just take three deep breaths, because sometimes even though we can sort of persuade other people a lot more easier with this influence, not everybody. And just be careful with sarcastic comebacks with this influence. And then, yes, and then on as well, Friday the 18th, we have Sun Square Uranus. Geez. So it's a very up and down day, but I do like the Venus trine Mars of Friday. So Sun Square Uranus is a very unpredictable energy, and people will be feeling like they're going to do whatever they want to do. Defiant, willful, indiscreet, disruptions, impatience. That sort of thing comes with this energy. So next week's energy, we've got the lunar eclipse, which I will save for next week's show, and everything else going on for next week. So what I should do now with all of that information is go to your weekly horoscope. So if you're an Aries, whether it's politics, the health issues, civil rights, or even the environment, speak up and speak up loudly and clearly for a cause which motivates you, which you're passionate about. Because you can speak so passionately on this topic, and you should. You are a leader, Aries, so lead and others will follow. If you are a Taurus, tackling your own negative self-talk is possible this week, so grab any opportunity for counselling or therapy, or simply unload your feelings to a sympathetic ally. Working on your emotions is key to releasing the past. If you are a Gemini, Join forces with your sweetheart to make a difference in society or to work towards a shared goal. You are stronger together, so pool your talents so you can move forward faster. It's an excellent time to launch a joint business venture. With all this professional energy going on, all these aspects, it's a great time for everyone, but especially you, Gemini. If you are a Cancer, it should feel easier to bring about positive change at work. If you have suggestions for improving the working environment, definitely speak up. Maybe you know how to streamline practices for better results, perhaps, so get it done. Don't just think, act this week. Leo, dreams will stay just dreams unless you take that first step. So draw up an action plan with something small but positive you can do each day and get started. Don't be afraid to take some risks, because without risk, there can be no progress. Virgo, family is a strong source of support, so turn to parents, siblings, or other loved ones for help and encouragement when you need it. This week's energies can be very healing if there have been estrangements or conflicts within the family. Be positive. Libra, sharing ideas with your lover is important now. You're on the same side, so keep communicating. Work-related stress may get to one or both of you, but that's even more reason to keep talking and keep supporting one another. Scorpio, look for more satisfying or better paid employment, or think about how to expand or diversify your business. There are opportunities around, but you're sometimes reluctant to take them. So push yourself out of your comfort zone and go for it. Sagittarius, your enthusiasm and zest for life is catching. Could you put that to good use as a mentor for someone, perhaps? A young person in particular could really benefit from your support. So do something worthwhile with your skills and be proud of yourself. Capricorn, the past has some important messages for you this week. So learning from what has gone before can propel you into a brighter future. So do give it some thought. This is particularly true where family matters are concerned. Aquarius, it's relatively simple to put plans into action this week, as there is plenty of can-do energy in the air. So take the lead and keep others motivated and moving forward. Even if you're tired or drained, be part of the solution and not the problem. And Pisces, put your ambitions front and center. There is a glorious opportunity to advance yourself here if only you're bold enough to take it. Don't restrict yourself to the obvious choices either. Think laterally and diversify if need be. So we have so many energies going on this month and this week. We are right in the middle of two eclipses. The first is a solar eclipse, January 5th in Capricorn. It's a great time to focus on your professional life. And if something is not working for you in this area of your life, now is the time to not necessarily make a change, but start planning for a change. This is definitely a great time to do it. There is a lot of this professional energy around. Be aware, though, that we have some tricky, challenging influences over the next few weeks. Not to mention the lunar eclipse, January 20th, but the 21st. We have Mars squaring Saturn, and then on February 1st we have Mars squaring Pluto, and then on February 12th we have Mars conjuncting Uranus. So there's a 2-week period there when there's going to be some very intense energy, and especially if you are a cardinal sign, we have any planets in cardinal signs: Aries, Cancer, Libra, Capricorn, and specifically, I was going to say towards the end of the cardinal signs, but actually in the middle of the cardinal signs. So the next few weeks, there will be challenges. It's going to be really important to not go against authority. and to really just take one step at a time. You know, many of us will want to sort of dive into something because we're feeling very impatient, but this is not the time to do that. Impatience will get the better of you, and the results won't be good because, you know, Mars, even though Mars in Aries, it did start off the year with a big can-do attitude, it's very much about in a hurry to get stuff done, and our impatience may get the better of us, especially, you know, like that Mars-Uranus conjunction February 12th. It's a very, very volatile. It's an extremely volatile energy, which comes from impatience and rushing into something. And sort of poking and pressing buttons on other people is not a good thing. There will be power plays, but we do have some good aspects too. I know I've sort of been focused on Mars, but it was worth mentioning for sure because there is so much going on with Mars. But next week, which I will talk about in next week's show, we have love planet Venus coming together with lucky Jupiter. And then on Friday, you know, we've got this Friday, we've got love planet Venus forming a nice trine to Mars. And then I did mention that we've got Mars and Jupiter coming together as well. I'm just looking to see, that sounds like a grand trine, but it's actually a trine, Venus, Mars, Jupiter. What is not to like about that? Anyway, that's it from me, wishing you a great week ahead, and be sure to tune in to next week's show. I'm your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, and this is The Astrology Show.